Welcome to the Stand Firmly in His Grace Praise and Worship Program. We hope that it will be uplifting to your soul and provide you with the spiritual food needed to grow strong in your faith. For more information about this program and our online ministry, please visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. There are moments in all of our lives when we feel triumphant. As children, we enjoy being on the winning team and receiving a trophy or ribbon. We celebrate sports teams when they win, especially when it's a national title. These moments are the times when we come together as a group and are truly thrilled by victory. Back in 1978, ABC Sports launched a commercial about a program called The Wide World of Sports. In the commercial, they touted that they could bring the human drama of athletic competition to your television, all the moments of victory or defeat from across the globe. Yes, all of the great moments right there in front of you as they unfolded. Remember how you felt when your favorite team won a national title. Your friends were there with you, jumping up and down and screaming as the team beat its opponent. It didn't matter what else was going on in the world at the time. The only thing that mattered was that your team won and everyone was celebrating that victory. Using that experience as a basis for this message, I want you to think about the following scene as it's described in Luke chapter 2, verses 18 through 14. Reading from the New Living Translation. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When you think about that wonderful scene and each of the elements that comprise it, you see men and angels sharing in that one triumphant victory. The prophecy of over 700 years earlier foretold of the birth of a child who would have the government upon his shoulders. He would be called Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Add the words of the angels describing the child to those in Isaiah, you without a doubt have a reason to celebrate. The angels tell the shepherds about the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, being born that day in the city of David. Reading from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10, "In that day the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, and the land where he lives will be a glorious place." Another prophecy fulfilled, and more to celebrate. When you think about the shepherds, you realize that they were the first ones told by God's angel. Shepherds were often the outcasts of society who were charged to look over the sheep. No one really wanted that job. But if you couldn't find any other employment, a person would take that job. The only other lowly position would be a servant responsible for washing the feet of the guests. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 40, verse 11. "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young." Jesus is the good shepherd. Later in his life, he would be cast out by society. He will be mocked, tortured, and ultimately suffer a criminal's death. But he does it as a good shepherd who would lay down his life for his flock. For me, there is no greater joy than to know that Jesus came into this world to teach me about El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, and that he loves each of his children so very much that he gave his one and only son as a sacrifice for your and my transgressions. This truth is something to celebrate and cherish all the days of our lives. As Christians, we know that Jesus became our sacrifice and rose from the dead. We celebrate the fact that death has no sting and that the grave has no victory. Neither has a hold on us. Look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 56 through 57. "For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ." We, like Paul, should truly thank God for that victory. We should join together with the shepherds and angels in those fields and sing out our exaltation to the Lord and proclaim the birth of our Savior. He is our friend, teacher, and truly the one that has given us the ability to stand firm in His grace. We never close our service without giving those that feel that they live their lives in fear, uncertainty, and doubt the opportunity to know a peace that surpasses all understanding by accepting Christ Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God showed His great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Even as we lived in sin, God loved us enough to send His own Son to die as an atonement for our sins so that we may accept that gift of salvation. We do not deserve it, but it is there and is free to those who would just accept it. If you hear that gentle knocking on your heart's door, that is Jesus asking to come into your life. All you have to do is join me in prayer to begin that wonderful daily walk with the Lord. Father God, I have been disobedient and rebellious for far too long. I have sinned and fallen short. Please forgive me of my sins and accept me into your kingdom as your child. I declare that Jesus is your Son, sent to die on a cross as my atonement for my sins. I welcome Jesus into my heart. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, you have taken the first steps in your walk with the Lord. Find a nearby church and let them know that you want to grow daily in your faith and be fed the living bread. My wife and I thank you for taking time today to listen to our Sunday message. You are indeed a blessing to us. Your prayers and love offerings help us minister to those throughout the world who desperately need the good news. We hope that you will join us next Sunday for another message. If you are in need of prayer, words of encouragement, or would like to give a love offering to our ministry, you can visit us at www.standfirminhisgrace.com. Until next Sunday, may God richly bless you each and every day of your life.